there.
Hi, Dr.
Mo.
Hi.
What's on your mind? Hello, ma'am.
You had talked about using iodine on the breast, one drop. So what was the Lugol's? I have the 2%. So is that okay, or you have to buy a higher dose?
No, you don't have to buy a higher dose. You just have to use another drop. You see, the full-strength stuff is, according to DEA, so dangerous that we all might go make methamphetamine with it. I'm not kidding you. That's on their website. So anyway, you cannot get the full strength online anymore. So you better use two drops at a time, and that brings the strength up.
So two on one breast, and the next day the two on the other one.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I had a thermogram done, and the lady said to me, oh, there's kind of, I looked at the thing, and it was very reddish, on more on one side than the other.
Uh-huh.
And she said to me, I don't know if you want to do something about it. So I heard you say that, and I thought, I do have the Lugol's. I might as well start using it.
Well, I do that, ma'am. But also, if you've got a suspicious thermogram, that must be followed up at a minimum with an ultrasound, which also doesn't raise anybody's risk of problems. Sometimes the ultrasound will clear things. The other times the ultrasound also won't be definite. At that point, I'm very sorry, but if it's suspicious on a thermogram and an ultrasound, then you got to get the definitive, which is a mammogram. And I'm sorry about the radiation exposure, but under those circumstances, it's worth putting up with. I'm sorry. And radiation can be mitigated by taking a good dose of melatonin the night before. And what researchers have found is that melatonin protects the white cells against the effects of radiation. Not completely, but at least significantly.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll follow that up.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, ma'am.